right, welcome to the Mac Podcast. This is episode 30, I believe. We are here with
Harrison,
Vincent,
Jeffrey Johnson,
and this is Cade filling in for Josh because he's with his newborn baby. Today's episode is going to be about Minecraft.
Yay!
What can you tell us about Minecraft?
It's about this world where everything's made out of blocks. You make a world and you do stuff. And typically you can make anything with your imagination and stuff.
So you can, it's an open world game, right? You can make whatever you want.
People.
You can play online with your friends and all that.
It's like people think it's kind of addictive to some people because some kids at my school like to talk about it.
So people like it. People like it a lot.
If you're a team, you might be able to bring out team night.
So Vincent is like me and doesn't know a whole lot about the game. Other than that, it has a big following, especially on YouTube. I see a lot of people streaming their games and all that.
And
so
get money to play,
yeah,
too.
You can get money off of it. So people make money off of Minecraft videos, which is pretty crazy. So what have you done in Minecraft, Harrison?
I built a fort and I tamed 2 wolves and now they're my doggies.
Nice. So how do you build stuff?
You place down blocks.
So it's like blocks. It's all made out of blocks?
Yes, everything's made out of blocks.
So it's kind of like a big thing of Lego.
Even, like all the mobs are made out of blocks.
So it's a box.
Everything's like a box.
Like, everything
that
you battle.
Box of world is boxes. Everything's made out of
shit. Yeah, but, on Minecraft, everything's made out of blocks.
Not
even
everything.
Even the Ender Dragon.
Not everything made out of blocks, like swords and items and stuff. And
actually,
stuff.
They are made out of blocks because you mine them from blocks.
Kind of, but you shape them into looking into something else. Get the everything can't be a block, so
well,
they're
kind of jagged around the edges in keeping with
the
block
like
style.
And the box shape like, but they have a different shape from this and all block.
Everything is made out of like a pixel, right? Like out of old 8-bit games, it's all blocky looking, right? Everything has
an edge. Like for the swords, it's like diamonds stacked on top of diamonds.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like that.
Okay. Yeah, I remember seeing pictures of that. Cool. So what else is there to do in Minecraft besides tame doggies and build castles?
You can tame something that looks like a cheetah.
A cheetah?
It's a kitty cat.
Nice.
And then you can build portals to the End in the
Nether.
Nether.
And the Nether. What are those places? Are those places?
The End is where the Ender Dragon lives.
So there's dragons.
And there's also a lot of Endermen there, I think.
What are Endermen?
They're these super
big
things that teleport everywhere and try to kill you if you look at them.
Oh, so there's stuff in
also,
here that
they
can
also
attack
kill
you?
They also kill you blocks.
Yeah, they carry blocks, so they steal blocks from your home.
So they can destroy stuff. They can take your
and they can
building.
also move blocks.
Oh yeah, one thing, if you will pumpkin,
head and you look at them, they don't care.
Oh yeah, if you want, if you look at one, you don't want them to attack you. Just go behind somewhere. There's a bunch of blocks. You can't go behind, and you have to be across a bunch of lava and stuff. I wasn't.
And in the Nether, there's the Nether fort, I think, and then there's gas, and there's floaty things and magma cubes that
blazes.
There's gas, blazes, and magma cubes. And magma cubes are technically slimes, but they're like springs.
So it's like it's an underworld place, kind of like scary place.
I must see a view of how gas are sad. It's supposed to be about people. Sorry, Andre. It's about people that about people they eat something and then they get turned to a ghost and go to the Nether and stuff.
So the Nether and the Ender are technically hell.
Ah, interesting. So
you can see zombie pigmen, these bio people guys. I think those are supposed to be dead ghosts.
So this game has a fantasy type theme on top of its open worldness.
Yeah.
So okay, so it's big. I don't know if you guys ever played the game. I played it back in middle school.
I played it once.
I played RuneScape. I played RuneScape back in the day, and that was the game that we played. Where it was a big open world fantasy game too. We didn't get to build anything. You could make your own armor, but you couldn't like build a house or whatever. I think it's been updated now, but
every time you want something new, you would have to spend like 9 hours.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big grind game, so that's cool. So this is what all the kids are playing nowadays.
I know
a lot of older people play it too, but I know it's pretty popular with kids.
Yeah. Some people play Call of Duty and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's that. Yeah. Minecraft appeals because it's more family friendly, and you know it's more playful looking.
I like, and they also download mods and the mods. I like some of the mods that they do because it's like this reminds you used to live here and then you live go in a game where you can live forever and you want to go on TV and use some of your old porn show, but some of these mods can help you out. I like three of my favorite mods are those ones that make you seem more human. Where you can sit down and have more
phone
show and TV mod.
Nice. Cool. Alright, well, I think that's going to do it for today. I think we learned enough about Minecraft. So, catch us next time on the Mag Podcast. We'll see you later.
Adios.